Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the witr prayer. Now, it is generally understood that witr is a special prayer, a specific prayer which we pray with the Isha prayer, and we regard it to be a separate category, a distinct category of prayer. Now, it needs to be understood that as far as Islamic Sharia is concerned, witr is not any separate prayer. It is primarily a tahajjud prayer, the part of the tahajjud prayer, which has to be prayed, which is recommended to be prayed at the time of the Tahajjud. However, if people are not able to get up at the time of the Tahajjud, then we have been given this concession by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we can pray with the Isha prayer, these rakats. Although they will not reap the same benefit, however, still they will of course be of some use. So primarily the witr prayer is not any different prayer. The witr prayer is primarily the prayer of the Tahajjud, which should be prayed at the time of the Tahajjud. However, if a person is not able to get up at the Tahajjud time, then this can be offered with the Isha prayer. It is a nafil prayer. It is an optional prayer. If one offers this prayer, obviously it will reap great benefits. But if one is not able to offer this prayer, then one shall not be held accountable before the Almighty. And one should also know this, that its proper time is at the Tahajjud. However, this concession has been given that we can pray it with the Isha prayer. This concession has been very beautifully explained by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of his narratives, and is recorded in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. And the words are: أَيَّكُمْ خَافَ أَلَّا يَقُومَ مِنْ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ فَلْيُؤْتِرْ ثُمَّ لِيَرْقُدْ وَمَنْ وَسِقَ بِقِيَامٍ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَلْيُؤْتِرْ مِنْ آخِرِهِ فَإِنَّ قِرَاءَةَ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ مَحْظُورَةٌ وَذَلِكَ أَفْضَلُ. Which means that a person, any one of us, any one of you who fears that he shall not be able to get up at the time of the Tahajjud, then he should pray this before he goes off to sleep, and then he should sleep. And anyone of us who is absolutely sure that he'll be able to get up at the time of the Tahajjud, then the right time to pray this is at the time of the Tahajjud. And as the narrative says, that this is the time in which one prays in the presence of the Almighty, and this is more blessed. Wazalika afsal. So, in a nutshell, it needs to be understood that witr is not a separate category of prayers. It is primarily a nafar prayer. It was obligatory upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Five prayers are obligatory upon us. However, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on him, there were six prayers which was obligatory, and the sixth one was this tahajjud. However, for the rest of the Muslim ummah, this is a nafil prayer, and its proper time is the tahajjud time. But we can offer it with the Isha prayer, and it is a concession that we will avail if we do so. And we must understand that, as I said earlier, and I have been saying this repeatedly, that this is primarily a nafil prayer. It's not a separate category of prayers. And if we do not offer it, we will, of course, deprive ourselves of some reward. However, we shall not be held accountable if we do not offer the witr prayer. It is an optional prayer. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.